Hi. You're on Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogis. This is Joni. First of all, I want to give a thanks to Potluck Breakfast, who gave a shout-out to the show. Oh, my God. Free advertising is always a good thing. Anyway, today is Wednesday, June 1st. It's now officially summer, and it feels like it in L.A. It's very hot and sunny, so kind of glad for that. But then again, I'm worried that it might get too hot, especially in this room that we have with a little fan, a little window. I have to close the windows because otherwise we hear the street noise outside. So again, ignore all of that. What are we doing today? Today, I thought it would be nice to talk about yoga and music festivals, only because it seems to be a rampant rise in yoga music festivals. And so I thought the perfect person to talk about yoga and music festivals is my in-studio guest today, Casey Luber of Big Happy Day. And if you've ever been to any of the festivals or followed any of them on Facebook, you would have seen their videos. They're really cool. Casey does a great job of going around, talking to people, videotaping what's going on, so you get a feel of how they're going. So anyway, I'm going to introduce her. This is Casey. Hi, Casey.
Hi.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Yay.
Jai June.
Jai June.
Thank you for having me.
So talk about what you've been up to these past few days, months, years.
Days, months, years, right?
I know, really.
In relation to festivals, you know, I've been going to yoga festivals pretty much every single one for about the last 6 years. And I used to have a booth, and then I started doing some coverage. And I would go to a festival, and then a month later, I would put out a video, and I would say, look how cool this festival was. And people are like, oh, that's cool, but not really as cool as if they had seen it 8 hours later. So last summer, I came up with the model of it was at Wanderlust Tahoe where I did it the first time. And so last July, August, and I would film all day, edit all night, and, you know, usually finishing at about 4 a.m. Joni's done this with me, actually.
We did it at the Yoga Journal conference.
Joni was my best assistant ever.
Yeah, it was kind of funny doing fact-checking at 2 o'clock in the morning. Thank God for Google and wireless internet.
And Twitter. I would say, who's the redhead in this shot? I don't have her name. And Joni would go on to Twitter and ask all the Anusara yogis who the redhead was that was demonstrating that day. Remember? That was awesome.
I know. It helps to know the right people who might have the answer that you need.
And you stayed up with me, which was amazing.
Yeah. And then what happened then is I would eventually go to sleep. Casey would keep editing till about, 5 o'clock in the morning. At that point, I'd wake up. She'd go to bed. And then I'd continue then posting everything on the internet for her while she slept. And then she'd wake up again at noon, and I'd be going. And it was we were just an odd couple.
It was a great team.
Yeah, I think we were never in the same place at the same time because there was so much that had to be done.
Except at, 3 a.m.
Exactly.
So this model just started to catch on, and I realized that people, you know, if they can feel the energy of what's going on while it's happening, it's such a stronger impact. So, you know, sometimes people show up at festivals on Saturday and they see me and they say, I watched your video of Thursday on Friday morning, and then I came here today.
I know, that's awesome.
So the real time is what I'm just in love with, and it's turned into a beautiful meditation for me to do. I actually don't ever take a yoga class at these yoga conferences, so I am the ultimate observer of yoga conferences and festivals, and it's amazing. I actually take about 20 minutes of every single class.
Well, that's more than I thought you did. I thought you just kind of stand in and then start shooting.
Well, okay, 3 to 20 minutes of every class. And, you know, it's been interesting for me to drop into different energies. I'm getting better at adapting. So you go to one class that's like a really calm meditative class, and then somebody else is like ripping apart Durga in your soul, and then Kundalini, you know, and so on. And it's really beautiful. And the teachers and everybody are really, they're working with me really well, and we're getting sound bites. And the idea is to spread, you know, the concept and idea that yoga is growing, it's working. And, you know, the amazing thing is with the rise of yoga festivals, we're still seeing an increase in sponsorship at these festivals. So as they rise, you know, the market is growing, which is so beautiful. And that's actually how all of my projects are funded, is through sponsorship.
It's true.
So I go to conferences and festivals and I offer the service for free. And then sponsors are getting pre-roll, which is like a commercial, into the videos. And, you know, we put out, if it's a 4-day festival, we put out 4 in 4 days. And by we, I mean me.
Yes, exactly.
And sometimes Joni. And it's been really beautiful to watch, you know, and getting some interesting feedback lately. You know, last week I was accused of namaste abuse. a namaste, which, by the way, is just a greeting, so you can say it as many times as you want to, but
it's true,
you know.
Well, let me cut you off for a second, because I totally spaced out for a second. The song I opened the show with was Michael Franti, who is going to be headlining Wanderlust this year at Vermont and in California. And that particular one, if you really like that one, was called I Know I'm Not Alone. And it's on the Yoga Revolution album that Frank Fitzpatrick put together. And I'm sure you can find this online. I happened to get it at a screening of The Titans of Yoga. But the proceeds from this album go to benefit the Yoga Health Foundation, which is basically what Titans of Yoga, I believe, is benefiting too. Anyway, also, if you want to call in, I forgot to give him the number. Our call-in number is area code 213-252-0998. Feel free to call in at any time if you have questions for Casey, for me, just want to do some random comment about yoga or music in general.
Haribo.
And if you want to just say Haribo or namaste, and we will work with whatever comes in.
And speaking of Michael Franti and charity, and this summer at both of the Wanderlust events, if I may do a plug,
plug away.
A charity plug, which is the best kind. I am the U.S. ambassador for Yoga Aid, and this summer we're doing a Yoga Aid challenge at Wanderlust, both of the Wanderlust, and it's a class with Sean Korn and Michael Franti.
Ooh.
And it's a free, open, massive class, and if you sign up for it, you can then, you can then fundraise, and all the money goes to Off the Mat Into the World. So okay. Get involved.
Hold on, let me turn up the volume.
Yoga Chat, this is Joni.
Hi, Joni, it's Giannis.
Giannis, hi.
You want me to call this line? I don't want to keep you on the phone.
Oh, no. Well, you're supposed to call in much later, but...
Yes, but it's this number?
It's this number.
And okay, you're on
great.
The air.
I'll call you later.
Okay, thanks.
Ciao, honey.
No, we're gonna talk about a studio later. That's later in the show. That's Giannis Becker of Studio Surya Yoga in Venice. And it's an interesting thing that we have going on later. But anyway, going back to Wanderlust. Sorry.
Oh, no, just, you know, it's a nice thing that we're, you know, as much as we can tie in charity to all of these festivals, and, you know, a lot of the stuff that I do is cause-based marketing. So we're trying to put money back into the programs that are helping spread yoga. And Yoga Aid does these amazing events that are happening in the beginning of October and at Wanderlust that raise money for yoga charities.
Yeah, did they do something at last year's Wanderlust? Was it Shivare with the Mayapuris? Is that what it was?
It was Shivare, Sean Korn, and Baron Baptiste.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so this year it's Sean Korn and Michael Franti, and all the money goes to Off the Mat Into the World, which, as you know, is an amazing program.
Nice. Yeah. In fact, I'm still trying to figure out how to get to Wanderlust this year. The first year, I tried to get in through work study, and it just didn't quite work out. The next year, I was able to get a press pass thanks to LA Yoga Magazine. I'm internally indebted to Felicia for that. This year, it seems like I still can't figure out how to get in.
So, well, maybe you can be my assistant.
I know. I should try to be your assistant. But then the other thing, too, is I'm getting my name in every contest there is. I swear. I'm stalking Wanderlust just
to
figure out.
You're the contest queen.
I am trying. Santa Monica Yoga has a party this weekend, and the grand prize is a ticket to Wanderlust. So I'm definitely buying a raffle ticket for that. They just posted something today about the studio. Some studio thing where you can sign up and you say what studio you practice at and you get a pair of tickets to Wanderlust. So I just entered that. So if anybody hears of any other way to win a ticket to Wanderlust.
Well, if you raise the most money at the Yoga Aid event at Wanderlust, you get a ticket to next year.
Oh, my God. I'm having a hard time raising money. You know, the thing is, I have everything lined up for Wanderlust already. I'm in with the In Yoga people, in yoga studio in, oh, my God, Valley Village. And I already have a seat in the car. I have a spot on the floor in the hotel room. Everything is lined up. I just need the pass. So if anybody's listening out there and has a spare pass, I will take it and I will love you forever. But anyway.
So Wanderlust is not the only festival this summer.
Wanderlust is not the only festival. In fact, there's another one, a brand new one in Boulder coming up, like soon. Like, when is the date? June 16th.
Jai Hanuman!
Okay, you can talk about that, Casey, because you probably have been talking with them more than I have.
Hanuman Festival is the first year, and you wouldn't know that by their fabulous promotions and lineup. Pretty amazing lineup. It's going to be in the heart of Boulder. And I was just talking to their media director yesterday, and there's going to be a lot of really fun media interaction happening during the festival. And of course, we'll be doing live coverage. I will be doing, and I think they have a radio show going on and just a bunch of media. So, you know, for me, the fun is how much more media can we tie into these conferences so that people that aren't there can feel like they are, and the people that are there can be more interactive through all this media. So I'm really looking forward to this. Hanuman is BT Dubs, my favorite guy in the whole world. So, you know, I'm a big fan right from the start.
I have a Hanuman on my phone, by the way.
Joni has a little cartoon monkey on hanging from her phone.
And I'd like to say Hanuman. It's Astro Hanuman because it looks like a monkey in a spacesuit.
And, you know, Hanuman is the god of being devoted to God, which is so beautiful. And he is just he's the master of service and seva. So for a whole festival to really be, you know, promoting that just in the name is a beautiful thing. And then we have the Telluride Yoga Festival.
Oh, and, yeah, there's that one, too.
Which is beautiful. You take, you know, a gondola up and down to classes. You know, amazing, amazing setting. Great lineup. And then there's the Yoga Journal Midwest Yoga Conference, which is in Wisconsin, which is really
fun.
Wisconsin,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Yoga's definitely growing when there's a yoga conference in Wisconsin.
It's been there for a while.
I don't know, because you usually think of yoga as being in the, you know, East Coast, San Francisco,
right.
L.A., West Coast.
Well, this is the Midwest one.
I have my coast reversed, you know, New York, Chicago, things like that. But now you're, yeah.
Midwest has been around for a while. What I don't see is, like, where's the Texas, you know, like, where's the big one in Middle America?
Do they not have any in Texas at all? Nothing in Austin?
I don't know. I mean, not on my radar.
Okay, somebody, you need a yoga festival in Austin.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's
really.
Do it, Joni.
Or New Mexico or something. Something.
Well, New Mexico, we have the 3HO Summer Solstice coming
that's
up.
That's true. That's coming up, too. But that's slightly different, though.
Right. That's 7 days of Kundalini yoga music and white tantric
yoga. That's more intense. You really have to be one of the Kundalini crowd. Not that there's anything wrong with the Kundalini crowd, but...
Satnam.
Yeah. Oh, see, there you go. You know, Casey, after all, is a certified Kundalini yoga teacher, if you did not know.
On occasion.
Yeah, she will bring out her Wahe Guru Satnam every now and then.
I'll throw down some Wahe Guru.
Anyway, I'm going to play some more music since it's all about yoga music festivals. I have something here from Jayutal, who is going to be headlining at, let me see, I think he's at Wanderlust California, right, this year. And he's also at an upcoming Moksha festival in L.A. So let's do that. Here we go.
Thank you. sides within and without. Peace to the stormy ocean of doubt. Peace to the waters, peace to the trees. Peace my heart, I'm down on my knees praying peace to me. Mind. I begin to praise the glory of the Lord beyond words, beyond form, beyond time. Son of the wind, embodiment of grace, friend of all who are in need. Oh Lord of my life, oh heart of my heart, free me of ignorance and greed.
Got you.
Okay, this is, we're back on the air, and I'm actually on the phone with Kira Ryder.
Woo woo!
Hey Tony, hey Casey.
Hi!
So happy you guys are teamed up.
Oops! Talk about yourself, Kira. I know you can't hear us on the air right now, but we were talking about yoga music festivals and yoga festivals and just yoga in general. So, you know, tell us about your studio, tell us about all the stuff that's going on in Ojai.
Well, I'm just so pleased that so many yoga festivals and gatherings are popping up everywhere, because really that is, as I'm sure you guys have talked about already, the meaning of yoga, coming together, gathering. And the more gatherings that are happening, the better. Up here in Ojai, we have a gathering at the end of October. The Ojai Yoga Crib will be in our ninth year.
Wow.
Don Johnson and his fabulous Wild Lotus Band are our main music, but we also have Jeffrey Gordon showing up, and Yay. Him and Emil, it'll be Emil's first trip to the U.S., and he and Jeffrey will be offering, you know, meditation and raga every morning. So the music is more low-key at the crib than some of the other festivals, but it's always a part of it.
You know, so, I did the yoga crib 1 year, and I brought my bicycle with me, and I think the fun thing about it was the fact that I could bike all over town and get to the venues, and it was so much fun. And there's so much community. I mean, people come in from all over. It's a really, really small town, and you wouldn't think that people would know about it, but I was meeting people from just all over the country who were there, and people from even other countries who were there. And it's just so sweet. Everybody's so nice, and you feel welcome. And classes are small, so you don't feel overwhelmed. And it's and Kira and her crew do a really good job of, you know, putting you in classes and make sure that everybody's feeling loved. And the food is awesome. And the music
food
is awesome.
And one of my favorite things about the crib is the lack of commercialism and sponsorship, which I know it pays my rent.
It's true.
In general, but you know, it really is a nice feeling. It feels like a family.
That's a
gratitude
nice thing about
to you,
it.
Kira.
Yeah, you don't feel overwhelmed, which is really, really nice. So I'm so thankful to Kira for inviting me that 1 year, and ever since then I keep dreaming about going back again because it's just beautiful out there.
Well, I mean, if you guys can come, I'd love to invite both of you to come back. I mean, it's so sweet to have you both there. You're such, both of you guys are really doing amazing work in communicating yoga and helping yoga be known. So please, if you're willing, come back. Be our guests.
I think and, you'd have to make it hard for us not to
drop in. So yeah, it's usually, like, as you probably know, it's the last weekend of October 27th through the 30th. If you guys have forgotten the website, it's ohiyogacrib.com. And we would love to see you both there.
Yeah.
So
and,
join
and,
us.
And as we get closer to the crib, I'd love to invite you over either to call in again, talk more about it when you have your your teacher lineup and all that going on. Be great.
And I'm hoping the keynote speaker is still Master Schiffman.
Is it Eric?
But I couldn't
again?
Hear what Casey said.
Oh, she wants to make sure that Eric Schiffman is going to be the how did you call him?
The keynote.
Keynote speaker?
Master Schiffman.
Yeah,
Master Schiffman.
Yeah. Papa Schiffman.
Papa Schiffman. Go, Eric.
Okay.
That's one of the highlights.
There you go. So, well, thanks, Kira, for
coming
in, saying hi. I hope you load everything so that you can hear the show.
I think Jai was coming through right as I called in, so
good.
As we get off, I'll be listening to you guys for the rest of the afternoon, and have a sweet rest of this beautiful day.
Oh, thank you.
Love you.
All right.
We'll
love.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, on that note, that reminds me that before Jai, we only... Oh, a plug for Jai's new album, which I heard that's coming out in July, Queen of Hearts, possibly his best album ever. It's
really?
Unbelievable. Yeah, I would give you a sampling from my voice, but that wouldn't be too pretty. So you'll have to wait and see. But Kira calling in reminded me that in our talk about festivals, we only got as far as the end of July, just now before.
Yeah.
So then afterwards, we have Moksha, which
have
is
Moksha
a new festival
in
Santa Monica. The Ojai Yoga Crib, which we just talked to Kira.
Yeah, but not to forget September and Bhakti Fest.
Bhakti Fest, Estes Park, Yoga Journal Conference, which is 7 days, an amazing conference in the woods. They have the Baptiste Intensive before this year.
Oh, because last year was the
Anusara
Intensive.
And then the Acro Yoga Festival, which was the first one last year, which is an amazing new kind of festival where they have 10 classes going on at the same time. So
you keep talking, Casey, while I take this one. Yoga chat. This is Joni.
And I had a great time at Acro Yoga last year. So 10 classes are going on in a room at the same time. And they have gymnastics. And Joni's going to plug someone through. Who are we talking to, Joni?
Okay, hold on. I have Arvind. Hold on a second.
Arvind, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Arvind, you need to pronounce your last name for me because I still haven't figured out how to pronounce your last name.
It is Chitumala.
Chitumala. Arvind is from the Moksha Festival. We were just talking about that coming up in Santa Monica in August. So, Arvind, talk about Moksha. It's a brand new festival.
Yes. Moksha is a two-day festival of yoga, Ayurveda, and sacred music. And we're really trying to bring more awareness to the spiritual aspects of yoga, as well as also explore how yoga and Ayurveda can be combined together for a better spiritual practice and also health in general. And we're also trying to bring awareness to the other Vedic sciences like Jyotish, which is Vedic astrology, and Vastu, this is more like Vedic feng shui. So all these are really sister sciences, and they're quite interconnected. I hope by coming to Moksha, people will be introduced to a lot more things that are related to yoga.
Yeah, because I was looking through the website, which is mokshafestival.com, and I was trying to see the lineup, and it looks like, while there are yoga classes, there are a lot of lectures, too, primarily Ayurvedic-related, I believe.
Yeah, there's, I would say there are four main components to this festival. One is, of course, we have about 16 seminars and workshops on yoga, Ayurveda, and the other topics I mentioned. And then in the evening, on both the days, we have sacred music and kirtan. Some of the leading artists are Jayusal, Donna Delory, Chandrit Kaur, Daniel Stewart, Cooper, Madison, and Kailash and myself. And in the morning, while the workshops and seminars are happening, we have a large vendor exhibition. I think there'll be about 55 vendors representing products and services in yoga, wellness, and spirituality. And the other big attraction is we also have a spiritual art exhibition. I was trying to bring artists from different mediums. We have sculptures, paintings, and photography with a spiritual genre as a background. So there's non-stop, you know, from 10 in the morning to 10 in the night, there is some kind of activity going on both these days.
Will you have any kind of accommodations, I mean, discounts or anything like that for people who come in from out of town as far as hotels or lodging or anything like that? Because I realize it's right in the middle of the city, and it's unlike, for example, a location that has its own hotels around, like, for example, Wanderlust, that's right in the middle of a ski resort, so you definitely have lodging there. How do you, where do people in Moksha, where do they stay if they want to come in, if they don't live, you know, in the L.A. area?
They can stay with me.
They can stay with Casey. They can stay with Casey's little cottage in Venice. But where do you suggest people go? Where do they stay?
Yeah.
Is there a website for lodging discounts and stuff like that?
It's interesting you bring this point. Just yesterday, we were talking to some of the hotels here to see if they can give us any discounts. It just happens that Moksha is in the middle of summer.
Oh, yes.
And most of the hotels are pretty much booked anyway in summer. They probably don't need the help of any festival to fill up their rooms.
So basically, everybody needs to find a friend and crash on their couch.
Yeah, that, and we are still trying to work out with a few hotels. Some of them have said that they could give a discount just 2 weeks before Moksha happens. So we'll have to call them again and see if they can offer some kind of a discount.
Or even maybe not discounts, just reserve a block of rooms so people have a place to stay so they're not, you know, looking for a place. But I think the thing also is, because it is in Santa Monica and because Santa Monica is bike-friendly, I think, you know, it would be nice to encourage everybody, if you're planning on going, to bike to Moksha. It's right at the Broad Stage in Santa Monica. It's on, I believe, what's it, Santa Monica Boulevard and 11th, thereabouts, yeah.
Yep.
And it's a beautiful space. It's a brand new building, part of Santa Monica College. And, you know, the nice thing about having a bike is you don't have to deal with parking. And when you're done with the festival, if you want to go out for dinner, you can just bike down to the promenade. You can bike along the boardwalk to Venice. I mean, and you don't have to deal with the traffic that comes with summertime in Santa Monica. If you live around there, you know it becomes one big traffic nightmare with everybody driving in. So if you do go to Moksha, I suggest you find a way to bike in somehow or take the bus. The bus stops right there, too, the big blue bus. I love the blue bus.
Yeah. We also have a lot of parking, Joni. There is parking for close to 350 cars.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah.
And parking is also free.
Free parking is always good.
Yes.
Yeah. Joni's a fan of the bike.
In addition to that, the festival entry itself is free. So a lot of people can come there and check out the vendor exhibition. We have a healing camp. They can also go and interact with all the healers there.
Yeah, that's what's interesting. Entrance is free, so anybody can pop by. It's just you just pay for the lectures, correct? And the kirtan.
Yes, they pay for the workshops and kirtan.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for telling us all about
it. Tickets can be purchased on the website mokshafestival.com. Uh-huh. And we also plan to have about 12 pre-moksha events leading up to the festival. Some of them have already begun.
That's true. You had one at Rising Lotus recently with Momo and
Michael Baker
for breathwork.
Yes, so that was a big success. We had a very good turnout. And in the first few pre-moksha events, we're offering a 10% discount to anybody who purchases a ticket at one of these pre-moksha events. Mm-hmm. So that's something to consider for the early birds who want to purchase their ticket.
Perfect. Well, everybody can go to mokshafestival.com to get more information, and you'll post the next pre-moksha event there, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay, great. So thanks for calling, Arvind.
Good luck. No problem.
And I'll see you then.
If not before.
I'm sure I'll see you somewhere, some kirtan somewhere around town.
Yeah.
Hari Bol.
Bye.
That's Casey. Casey says Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Okay, bye-bye.
So Moksha is another one, and, Jai is one of the headliners. Or I would say that, him and Donna and Simrit Kaur are, well-known people. It's hard to say exactly who's the headliner because everybody is just so good. I forgot to mention, I keep forgetting things. the album that I had just played from Jai was Om Shanti. It was from Thunder Love. And Thunder Love is one of his most recent ones. I know he had an album after this, which I haven't gotten. I'm falling behind in my Jai collection, so I need
to catch up.
I know. Hold on. The phone's ringing again. Yoga Chat, this is Joni. Hello, hold on a second. Let me turn up the volume a little bit.
Hi, who is this on the line?
It's Cecilia.
Cecilia! Cecilia as in a Kali Club, as in Kali Club moves to Napa Valley.
Yeah. Hi, Joni. Hi, Casey.
How are you?
How are you doing in beautiful Napa Valley? I'm jealous.
It's been wonderful up here. I started teaching some yoga at a private club, and I have a wonderful sitarist, Peter Van Gelder, very renowned sitarist who plays at my yoga classes.
So you have yoga and music classes?
Yeah, sitar with yoga.
Yeah, so whereabouts is your studio? Where are you teaching? Whereabouts in the Napa Valley area are you?
It's actually in Sonoma in the Alexander Valley, way up above Santa Rosa. And it's just a private, in the country, there's a private club, the Vineyard Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Vineyard area.
So are you planning to do any Kali Club events out there once you get established?
I've been speaking with some people about putting on some music, but not really. I just enjoy doing Kali Club down there, and I just love how many incredible, I love hearing about all these yoga festivals. I'm just so happy about it, and I still have people who write to me constantly on my Facebook page, and I see how they were connected or you know, how they met at Kali Club, and now they're doing all these things, like Sherry Ray at her Peace Yoga downtown LA, mm-hmm. and all those people just still doing wonderful things, and it was a wonderful incarnation. I just loved it. I'm so glad so many people are doing.
Yeah, funny you mentioned Sherry Ray. She kind of does a mini Kali Club of her own. I think it's every Thursday night in her studio in downtown LA. It's right on Main Street near 9th Peace Yoga Gallery, and she has yoga classes, and she has musicians who come, and then she also does raw food, so you can come in and buy raw food. So it's kind of like a mini Kali Club experience.
Right, we had a Kali Club there last March, I think it was. Mm-hmm. That was the first one at her studio. But anyway, I just wanted to call in and say hi to you guys.
Thank you.
I'm going to take Kali Club on the road and offer a trip to Kerala in December.
Wow.
So we'll have meditation and yoga in Kerala and get some Ayurvedic treatments. And so yoga continues. I mean, I agree with the Arvind who talked before and was saying how yoga is everything, not just dehasa. It is the bhakti and the meditation, and yoga is holistic. So I'm glad that events are embracing all of that due to different festivals. Important.
And it's a good thing that each festival sort of has its own focus, so that, you know, because not everybody does exactly the same thing. More people, for example, are into, some people may be more into the bhakti kind of yoga, more into the chanting kind of music rather than the more mainstream music. Some people might be more into the classes with the well-known teachers, and some people might be more into just listening to, you know, what yoga is all about and how it affects your life. So I think the nice thing is, even if there are a lot of yoga music festivals, they all cater to different audience, which is good. So there's something for everybody out there. It's just a matter of finding out where they are and, you know, how to get to them and where the websites are. So,
yeah.
You know, I think if, you know, anybody knows anything, you're free to post it on my Facebook wall. It's facebook.com/yogachat, and you can share it with everybody. So if you have any information that you want to share, I'd love it if you did that, if you posted that.
Thank you. And Kali Club was all about a place to dance. I mean, loved how the music was, to me, so enlarging and so inspiring that I just always wanted to move more, and that's why I wanted to have a big space to move in. So
yeah, Kali Club was like a dance club for the yoga community is basically what it was.
That's what it was, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, so good chatting with you
good
all,
talking
and I hope
to
come down and see you guys.
Okay.
Come up and visit any time, Mikasa, Sukasa, Joni.
Road trip. Casey's over here looking at me, road trip.
Well, I went to...
Come on up, you guys. We'll create something up here. It'll be fun.
I grew up in Marin and went to college in Sonoma, so that's my hood.
Yeah,
no,
your parents live around there somewhere, you know? I mean, it's
what
not
town?
That far.
I grew up in San Rafael, and I went to college at Sonoma. And so that's totally my hood. That's where I started yoga.
See, there you go.
It is so wonderful up here. And how often do you get back?
Well, to Sonoma, rarely ever. To Marin and San Francisco, the Bay Area, once a month, once every other month. Grateful for that. My room is still as is. Shrine to Casey.
Oh, my God. The stuffed toys.
Just kidding.
Well, it's funny because so many people who grew up here, I just see that yoga, you know, Marin and the whole thing is really a seedbed for the whole feeling of yoga and for bringing it out to the rest of the country and the world, really. I mean, L.A. too, for sure, but I really feel it up here, and people just living that, especially in places like Sebastopol and all these, there's a lot of very, very spiritualized American communities, you know, it's just a part of the whole culture.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, you guys are helping to make it in Santa Monica.
All over the world.
Global, baby.
Emanating from the west side of Los Angeles, and we're spreading it all over the world.
Well, I think, Joni, what Casey is doing is really the forefront. I mean, we're creating these things, and we've been making these productions happen, which is so much, as you know, it's a lot of work in the background, and it's just so much connectivity and just all the little nuts and bolts of creating a festival. But without putting it out there to people, I mean, having the video and having people see it and having... that is really evangelizing it around the world so that people can see that there's a way to communicate and party and love and have fun and be healthy, spiritualized. And I just thank you, Casey, for doing it. It's just a beautiful gift, and everybody in the world can see it. I just love it. Thank you for doing it.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Every day it is my pleasure.
It's true. You know, you watch these videos and say, they're having so much fun. And how can they have so much fun without me? I need to be there.
Right.
Which is why I like, I need to be there. Wanderlust, I need to be. Hanuman, I need to be there. Although, yeah, I was telling Casey I can't go to Hanuman because I am doing the City Yoga Yogathon here in West Hollywood. And, you know, the funny thing is it's coming up on June 18th, right in the middle of Hanuman Festival, and I haven't raised a single penny because I just haven't been promoting. I haven't been asking people to sponsor me.
Because you want to come.
You know, the funny thing is I can't ask people for money. I am the worst fundraiser in the world. I say, yeah, I'm going to raise funds, but I don't ask people. It's like, you know, please, I am bad. But anyway, so...
I think some people have...
change your words, and it will change. It's going to happen at the last minute. You know, there's some fantastic Kali Club videos. I just have to extricate them from the cans where they are. And when I get them, I'll offer them to you, Casey, to post, if you like.
Fabulous.
Yeah, good stuff.
I think some people get FOMO. I don't know if you know what FOMO is. FOMO is fear of missing out. And so some people watch the videos and they get FOMO, you know, they want to be there. But then I also think that some people watch the videos and then they do a kirtan with their own community and they're contributing to the overall raising of consciousness. If we're, you know, the more people we have doing it at the same time,
yeah,
the better.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, because, you know, even Kali Club was just really a community event. I mean, the first event was, even though we had, you know, we're in L.A. and we had major performers, it was to raise funds for Charity Water, and it was a local event. So I didn't really know anybody or anything when I started it. I just, you know, I've done yoga since I was 15, so that's quite a few years, and I wanted to just be a part of something like that, so I just did it. And then there it was. So anybody can do it. You just have to, you know, do it.
You do. And then you contact us, Casey and myself, and we'll promote it.
And you contact it. All right. Well, thank you. And next one I do, I will contact you guys.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cecilia. Have a good one.
Okay, Haribo.
Haribo, Haribo, Haribo.
I'll be with the Rose Temple Krishnas in Badger next week. Haribo.
Haribo.
And they have a fundraiser this Friday, which I'll talk about right after I play the next song.
So, okay, glad I mentioned it. Bye.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you.
Speaking of which, I'm watching the time like, oh my God, we have 10 minutes left in the show.
We should have a 4-hour show.
Yeah, I know, really. We need. I'm going to extend the show.
108 minutes.
I've decided I have to extend the show. But in the meantime, next... finding the next song. Here we are. Okay, so we were talking about Kundalini. We were talking about festivals. We were talking about the summer solstice. We were talking about Hanuman. Aikana is a relatively new artist. Pauline and, oh my God, Akadama. I am drawing a blank in their name. I'm so sorry. But anyway, they are new, and they are going to be playing at the Hanuman Festival. And I can't remember where else.
I love them.
They are great. And I just saw them recently, actually at Who Was in Concert, Mirabai Seba, and they got to play with them too. So I got a copy of their album, and I'm going to play for you on the album called Live Light, Long Time Sunshine, which every Kundalini person will know by heart. So here we go.
May the long time sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light.
Yoga Chat, and now we have Yannis Becker on the phone. Yes, the Yannis who called in earlier from Studio Surya Yoga. Oh my God, I don't even know the name of your place, and I've been there so many times. Hi, Yannis.
Hi, girls. How are you today?
We are just
fabulous.
Yeah, have you ever met Casey Luber?
No, and I would love to. You guys are doing such a fabulous job.
You
if you want to march down there
her.
And hang out with you girls.
She's all over the place. I think, you know, honestly, the only way to find her is to go to a yoga festival.
All right.
Because if she's not at a yoga festival, she's crashing at home at her parents' place, being taken care of by her parents.
I like that life.
Because
that
she works nonstop for like 3 or 4 days and then just totally crashes and just...
Yeah, it takes about 5 days to recover from every festival.
Yeah, I understand completely. But how fabulous.
I know. So the reason why I wanted you to call in is because I don't know if people know that I've been doing a yoga studio plus vegetarian restaurant pairing every week. What I do is I try to find a yoga studio that has a vegetarian, vegan, raw restaurant within walking distance or biking distance. And
right, great concept.
Yeah,
I love it.
Because you know, the nice thing about it is, you know, you go to class, and when you leave class, you're hungry. And you think, like, where can I go? And obviously, you know, the easy ones are the fast food places nearby, but then sometimes there are good options nearby if you just know about them. So I decided that there is an excellent restaurant right around the corner from you, and you are an excellent studio, too. You know, you are a nice community, Venice, bike to class kind of place. So
Thanks, talk
about your studio, and then we'll add in the food later.
Oh, okay. We would love to do that. So Studio Surya is a really small studio. We typically, you know, have about 12 people per class, and it's just a nice community-based studio. I feel like we're heartfelt, from the heart kind of place. Everybody knows each other's names. It's a beautiful, beautiful space, lots of light, and the teachers that I have, I'm kind of a I hire based on, of course, an incredible amount of experience and ability, but also, which weighs pretty heavily on the same scale, is, as I call it, it's the official schmoogie quality, which means people, they're schmoogie. You just got to have a whole lot of love in your heart. So basically, all the teachers, I feel like, are these people that you feel are your best friends the minute that you meet them. So I just feel like it's a studio with a huge heart, amazed people, and every time someone walks in, they're like, I love the energy, and I think it's just because of the people that fill the space, you know, all the good energy.
Speaking of huge heart, I have to say that when Giannis first opened up her studio, what was it, 2 years ago?
Yeah, a little over 2 years ago.
She was the only teacher who taught all these classes. I swear, I think she taught six classes a day, so she basically
you
lived
go,
at
girl.
The studio.
Yeah, I honestly think I lived at the studio. It was an insane time, but I had moved here from New York, so I didn't know any of the teachers in the area. I literally moved here, found the studio the first 3 days I was here, opened it 3 weeks later, laid the hardwood floors, did all the work. So I didn't know the community. I didn't even have time to get to know the community. So I just started teaching all the classes, which, as we look back on it, a little bit of insanity.
It was.
And so now I'm filled with incredible teachers, and I just love the space. It makes me so happy being there.
And it is a very happy space because you have windows on, what, three sides of the room?
Yes,
and you look
exactly.
onto the street, and you can watch people. And if you park your bike outside, you can keep an eye on your bike while you're taking.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, it's very funny. We have a girl with this bike made of bamboo, and it's the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen in my entire life. But we give it the prime location because people stop by and stare at it all the time. So yes, view of the bike very important,
yeah.
Especially in Venice.
Yeah, and so You have events going on every now and then, and I know you have something coming up this Saturday.
We do. It's actually pretty funny. We're having something called Enlighten the Bleep Up. It's a comedy show. Vanda, who's in the community that a lot of people know, is a comedian, and she has put together this event of six comedians, well-known comedians around the city, and they kind of poke fun at spirituality, yoga, meditation, all that good stuff. And you know, we did kind of a really quiet show. We just invited a couple friends, and it was hysterical because it's all the stuff that happens in a yoga class that you wait until you leave to laugh about with your friends. All the inappropriate stuff. And of course, they bring light to it, and it's just absolutely hysterical. So we're going to do that and have a donation wine bar. And that's Saturday at 8 p.m. So if everybody wants to come down and have a good chuckle.
At Studio Soria. And what's your address again?
We're at 1501 Main Street. And we're basically at Windward Circle, right across the street from Hama, so in between Hama Sushi and Bank of America.
Yeah. Now, I usually go by bike, so I have no idea where people park. I know Venice in general is a hard place to park, so where would people park if they insisted on driving? I'm telling people to bike, but if they insist on driving, where would they park?
Oh, yeah. If they're coming to that event, they can park in the parking lot.
Oh, it's available that evening.
Absolutely. We're always, the parking lot is available in the evening, so all events, they'll be able to park there.
Yeah, because I know their business is there during the day, so it's pretty much reserved parking during the day.
Yeah.
But, okay, so now going... pairing you off with a food now, Seed Kitchen. Now, Seed Kitchen, I think, has been around almost as long as you have. I can't remember who opened first. But they are right around the corner on Pacific and Windward. And it's
a
little mini mall, and it has the Subway in it. Subway sandwich, not the Subway station. And I think a dive place or something like that. I remember seeing some wetsuits. But anyway, the nice thing about Seed Kitchen, it's a vegan, organic, macrobiotic place, and they have awesome food. I mean, anything you get is good. I've been there just this week alone just to do my research because, you know, somebody has to eat to do research.
Tough job.
I know, really. I had the macrobiotic bowl the last time I was there, and it's, you know, kale and all kinds of sea vegetables, good stuff. Brown rice, and today I actually got one of their chopped salads, which I've been wanting to eat, but since I've been busy talking, I haven't been able to stuff my face. So it's sitting there.
Oh, that's a beautiful salad. It's really good.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I walked in today, And I said to the guy behind the counter, by any chance, are you Eric? He says, yes, I am. And Eric is, you know, the owner of Seed. And he says, you're lucky because I'm only here on Wednesdays. So I got to chat with him a little bit, and not as long as I wanted to because I was trying to rush out here to catch the show. But if you are in Venice, whether or not you're taking a class at Studio Soria, although I'd love it if you did, and I'm sure Giannis would too, you know, make sure you pop by Seed Kitchen. It's right really close to, you know, the big Venice sign on Pacific and Windward. It's one of the iconic sites in Venice besides the boardwalk, and they are right there. So that would be a great place to go get some food. I don't remember what their hours are. I picked up the flyer. Open daily, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, and it'd be nice if we could work out some deal between Seed Kitchen and Studio Soria. We should work on that.
That would be a great idea. They're fabulous. I highly recommend that place. Even if you're not typically a vegetarian and you don't lean that way, if you have the Asian kale salad or the creamy Caesar or the Southwest burger, you'll be in heaven. Truly, like, amazing food.
Yeah, I think somebody had rated actually one of the best vegan burgers in town.
Without a doubt, it has to be. People rave about it. It's delicious.
And I should go back again and try that. More food.
A little more food homework for you.
Yeah, I know, definitely.
It's a rough job.
Well, I'm looking at the clock, and we're already over time, so sorry to cut you off. But
oh, no worries, Joni. It was a pleasure talking to you, and thank you so much for thinking of the studio.
Yeah, thank you, and I'll see you again soon.
Absolutely.
And say hi
have
to
a
Vonda.
Wonderful day.
By the way, I did Facebook Vonda, and I said I would mention her name, Vonda Michalowski. She is great. She's a great comedian. Another comedian that I know of, Estella Valente. She's a teacher here in LA, and she will be there too. The other people I'm not too familiar with, but they are a hoot. I mean, you need to listen to them. It's going to be great, and it's this Saturday night.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, Joni. Have a wonderful day. I'll
you
see
too.
You soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Bye.
All
right. Bye.
Okay, so since I'm low on time, I am going to do a quick roundup of what's going on this weekend for all of you who are in LA and want to know and have no idea what to do this weekend. Okay, here we go. Friday, this is what I was talking about with Cecilia. There's a Luna Fest at the Rose Temple in Venice. It's at the corner of Rose Avenue, and it's not Second Street. What's the name of that street? It's just one street
up from Maine,
east of Maine. It's the Rose Temple, and it's a Luna Fest, and it's a film. It's 10 short films, and money will go towards the Breast Fund Foundation. It's a real good cause, and
Luna is an amazing company. They just sponsored my last video series, and I got a chance to work with them, and they are doing a lot of amazing work in the world.
They do really good stuff, and every year they have the Luna Fest, and this year it's at the Rose Temple. So that's Friday at 6 p.m. I wish I could give you a website, but I forgot to write it down. I'm sure you could Google it. Saturday, 1 p.m., there's an acupuncture clinic. It's a community acupuncture, and this is to raise funds for City Yoga. This is for Sharon Skok. She's also going to be in the Yogathon, and good for her. She's finding a way to raise funds for the Yogathon. It's going to be at City Yoga in West Hollywood. The money is going to cancer research at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. That's Saturday at 1 p.m. Also Saturday at 6 p.m. is that 10th anniversary party at Santa Monica Yoga, where the grand prize, like I said, is the Wanderlust Pass for one. Remember, it's for one. So if you have a plus one, you need to buy the ticket for the plus one, or you try to enter another contest to win the ticket for your plus one. Okay, so that's 6 p.m. in Santa Monica. Santa Monica Yoga, it's on Ocean Park Boulevard near the corner of 16th, 17th. Also at 6 p.m., Bhakti Yogashala is celebrating their second year of being. They're having a grand Maha Kirtan.
Yay!
And it starts at 6 p.m., and knowing them, it'll run all night. That just can be insane. So be prepared to chant until you're hoarse. Govindas Radha and their whole group of wonderful Kirtaniers. at Bhakti Yoga Shala. Saturday, 7 p.m. I found this recently. A movie screening, Yoga Is. This is going to be at Yoga Works Main Street in Santa Monica. It's on Main near, where is that? Just south of Pico Boulevard. I should write down addresses. Anyway, okay. Google it. Suzanne, I can't read my own handwriting, directed it. I'm sorry. I can't. Suzanne Bryant, that's what it is. She directed the movie, and it's all about yoga. So that's at Yoga Works Saturday at 7 p.m. And then 8 p.m. is the comedy that Giannis was talking about. So that's the weekend.
And Joni will probably be at all of those, is my guess.
You know, honestly, I wish I could, but this is my shameless plug for what I'm doing. I work with the L.A. County Bicycle Coalition, and Sunday is our big fundraiser of the year, our big event. It's the L.A. River Ride that starts at the Autry Museum in Griffith Park. And depending on how far you want to ride, you can ride 15, 35, 50, 70, 100 miles. The century, seriously, goes from Griffith Park all the way to Long Beach and back. Remember, you do have to come back. Otherwise, you know, there is...
Can you get picked up?
No, there is the Blue Line. You can take the Blue Line back to downtown, but you still have to bike back to Griffith Park from Union Station. But that's the big thing, and... Fortunately, I have to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, which means that as much as I'd like to party Saturday night, I probably have to call it an early night,
in
bed by 9 o'clock, although that's not going to happen. You know it's not going to happen. So I'll probably be sleep-deprived at Griffith Park, so if you see anybody like looking like a zombie, that's me. I'll be working the raffle booth. Yay. Lots of good raffle prizes. Buy a ticket. Win all kinds of stuff. We'll have bicycles to win. We'll have bike racks to win, all kinds of stuff. So
I just recently got a bike.
Yay!
So I'm pretty excited.
I will get everybody on a bike soon. I think everybody who follows me on Facebook every now and then will say, I just got a bike.
Mine's a big happy bike.
What color is it?
It's orange with yellow tires and red pedals.
Wait a minute. I think I saw that at Bhakti one night. That's right. See, there you go. You'll
buy a bike. Change your life.
Yeah, exactly. Change the world. Stop buying gas and ride a bike. Don't pay for parking, too. Also, things coming up that you probably want to know, not this weekend, but coming up soon. AMA is going to be in L.A. June 10th. The Devi Bhava is on Tuesday, June 14th. And if anybody has ever been to that, it's a big, big production. You need to show up early to fall in line. They give out numbers. It's an all-night thing. You may not get your hug. You know, AMA is the hugging saint. And I've been there where I got hugged at 3 o'clock in the morning after getting there at 6 o'clock at night. But there is food, so you can entertain yourself by eating.
And the night before is Krishna Das.
Oh, that's right. 13th. That's right. Krishna Das on a Monday, June 13th, at the Wilshire Eagle. Again, it's 8 p.m. I don't have websites, but if you Google it, I'm sure you will find it.
It's on the interweb.
Yeah, it's on. So, with that being said, LA is definitely the center of things going on, but you know.
Yeah, on that note, you know, I was going to say that I travel to festivals and sometimes only have, 18 to 48 hours in between them, and it's a blessing to come back to Los Angeles. Los Angeles is the worldwide hub of yoga. And the film industry, which works really well for me.
It does. And the music industry, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really cool because, you know, if you know the right people, you can work yourself into something. You can work yourself.
Howdy ball.
You can work yourself into ending up on somebody's album and being a background singer, clapper, support person. Yeah. Right.
Casey LeBron clap.
There you go. So anyway, I don't know. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Casey, before I wrap up the show?
No. Thank you so much. This was awesome. I don't think I'll give up vlogging, but I'm really into this radio thing. No shower required. And
although we did shower before showing up, just to let you know.
Joni did.
I did. In fact, the funny thing is, for the show, I decided I brought my Wanderlust cowboy hat just because I wanted to be in the experience, but it was so hot in the room that I was going to end up with hat hair, so I decided. But it's here right beside me. Shades of Wanderlust. I'm just putting it out there, the Wanderlust.
But it's definitely a new media for me, and I think it's lots of fun. You know, we're in a funky part of LA. We'll see if my yoga mat's in my car when I get back down to it. But
Hopefully it is. So we're going to end the show. I'm thinking that every yoga festival, I mean, in my mind, yoga festival, the one name that I equate with yoga festival is MC Yogi. MC Yogi is at every yoga festival or any yoga festival that matters. Okay, I'm just putting it out there. So you need to contact MC Yogi because he is what matters. Now, I am going to play...
MC Yogi is really doing an amazing job of spreading the love in this community like nobody else is.
And the funny thing is, I was up late last night trying to figure out, like, what song of MC Yogi would I play? Because everything is so good. Everything is so much fun. And, I mean, for a while there, I considered playing Be the Change, his song about Gandhi. And I thought that was really good. But I ended up deciding to play Rock on Hanuman, because he will be at the Hanuman Festival. So there's a shout-out to Hanuman.
And coming soon, you'll be able to get a free download of the Good Karma song by MC Yogi, which is the theme song for the Yoga Aid Tour this summer. Oh, so maybe next week.
There you go. So until next week, this is Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist and whoever pops into the studio. So anybody call me, email me if you want to hang out. It's always a fun thing. Casey will attest to it, and I'm sure Casey will be a regular here when she's not.
Yes, that was fabulous. Somewhere. Thanks for having me, Joni. If you want to see my videos, you can go to bighappyday.com and go ahead. Have a big happy day. Yeah. Namaste. Haribol. Satnam.
Waheguru. Here we go. Oops.
MC Yogi in the
MC
house.
MC Yogi.
That's why I